When I was sold on Carson was before I even met him. I saw him at the Senior Bowl practice, the way he was interacting with his teammates, the way his confidence, the way he ran from drill to drill, the way he interacted with his coaches and with the players that, you know, and he hadn't been there. These weren't his teammates. He'd known these guys for, you know, 48 hours. So just when I saw him on the field the first time in Mobile, I knew this guy was really special.
How well he did the other night in the no huddle. Better suited for that, do you think?
He's suited for everything. You know, that's a piece of what we're trying to do, the no-huddle piece. I think anytime you can change the tempo in a game, I think it's a good thing. I think it keeps the defense off balance. So, you know, we're trying to master all facets of our offense, the huddle, our tempo, and our turbo package.
When we talked last time a couple months ago, you were saying there's going to be some days where he doesn't play that well. How do you limit that damage?
I think, you know, obviously the preparation piece of it, I mean, that's never going to be a problem with him. I just think you go out and you give it your best shot. It's like anything. You're not going to have your best day all the time. But obviously Carson's shown throughout OTAs and throughout training camp that he's going to play well the majority of the time. So, you know, obviously we just try to be really, really good in the red zone and limit our mistakes to where they're not really, really critical.
What did you think of his pocket presence in his first two preseason games, considering the first couple weeks of training camp and all through the spring, he's not able to get hit with that red jersey?
No, I thought it was really good. I mean, anytime you make Clay Matthews miss in the hole unblocked, I think that gives you an indication that this guy knows, you know, how to move his body in the pocket. I think on the first or the second, third down of the game, we had a mental error on the outside on the third and long play. He didn't panic. He slid his feet to the right and hit Zach Ertz over the ball. We came up a yard short on the third down. But, you know, that part of the maturation process of seeing a quarterback not panic when something's not going exactly as expected, being able to reset his feet across the field, that just shows that he's really, really growing in our offense.
What was that move that he made?
I'm sorry?
What was the mental error on that play?
We had a route error on the play.
I think that move that he made on that touchdown pass was kind of the byproduct of the stuff you added with the quarterbacks doing those drills to, you know, kind of sidestep things, you know, with no rush on.
We worked that. There's no doubt we worked that. And
it seemed like almost an identical move that you do in practice.
Yes, and, you know, when you watch us do our drills out on the field, you know, you won't see us jumping through hoops and doing a lot of bag stuff. We try to mimic things and movements that we're going to see in games as much as we can. So I always, when I show my drill tape to the QBs and tell them the drills we're doing, I always have game tape to back it up. So to your point, yes, we try to mimic those situations as much as possible. Unfortunately, I don't move as fast as Clay Matthews, so Carson did a nice job of making a miss.
Do you feel like that Carson's been able to show more of his personality this offseason since he knew he was the guy coming into it?
I think so. I think so. And you know, his personality is he's just really, really steady. I mean, he's just steady every day. He's the same guy every day, and that's a good thing because you know exactly what you're going to get. Our room, we try to stay as even keel as we can, and I think that does show in the offense. I mean, whether we have a good play or a bad play, we're having short-term memory both in good and bad plays.
He's thrown a lot of balls this summer.
Yes.
Especially when Nick was down. I know you track how many balls he's thrown.
Yep.
Is his arm strength where you want to be this time of year? And have you seen any difference from mid-July to now?
Yeah. We track every throw that he makes from. And so it's not only, say, I'm throwing a number out there. Let's say there's 110 throws. Well, really, how many are you really driving? 30? Maybe? Right? Now, we're counting warm-up throws when he tosses and everything. So I think it's the type of throws you really have to watch more so than just the number of throws. And obviously, there's going to be some days where you emphasize stressing the deep ball, stressing balls outside the numbers where you have to watch it. But it's good to have all four guys back now and healthy. And obviously, the reps are going to go down now as this camp, you know, comes to an end. And we'll alleviate that a little bit.
I know the chip inside of the ball can literally measure the RPMs and things of that nature. Has there been any decline, or is it where you want it to be?
Oh, it's been exactly where I want it to be. And those guys do a great job of communicating with me on how they're feeling. I mean, there's ways to get around drills. There's ways to get around practice and not have to drive the football all the time. So, you know, been in this long enough to know where guys, you know, this time of camp, there's a lot of quarterbacks around the league where their arms are a little bit tired. But obviously with a couple days rest here, I think we'll see it bounce back very quickly.
Nick has missed a lot of of time. He's back now, but I mean, concerned at all that is he a veteran where it won't really matter?
I'm not concerned with Nick at all. I mean, he's really challenged himself when he's out to stay in it mentally. He's done a fantastic job of obviously learning the offense. He's been in the system in Kansas City, so you know, Nick's played a lot of football and a lot of winning football, so I'm not too concerned about him missing time.
What do you mean for the offense to have some adversity in the game on Thursday night instead of versus Green Bay, one drive for Carson, touchdown, you know, a lot to take from it?
I think that shows the nature of how it is during the season. I mean, you're going to have some three and outs, and obviously we want to limit them. Obviously, we'd love to go out and score on the first drive of every game, but it's probably not going to happen in the real world. But it was good to see our guys come back and drive the ball. Unfortunately, we had a fumble there. But it was good to see our guys come back and drive the football down the field.
A season ago, it looked like if Carson didn't have not necessarily a perfect throw, but it wasn't on target, then his receivers weren't necessarily helping him out much on throws that maybe weren't where they should be. This year, obviously it's not your group, but what's the difference in the receivers this year as opposed to last year?
Well, I've talked about this a little bit, and the difference is, number one, I think a year in the offense has given our guys a lot of confidence on the outside. I think a year of strength, I think you see Nelson Aguilar playing with a lot more confidence. Obviously, he's always had a ton of speed. I think you see the confidence in catching the ball outside his body. I think you see Alshon having a big catching radius, Torrey being able to take the top off of coverage. So I think when you have all those factors, and that opens up the middle of the field for Zach and for Trey Burton, and whenever you have weapons on the outside, it just opens up the middle of the field for our backs and for our tight ends.